got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here is Reach Radio. Good afternoon and welcome to the Reach Radio Show. I'm your host, Alan Mason, and along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. Reach counselors tell us that if you're looking for a place to call home, the real estate marketplace is ready for you. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you are looking for a home to call your own. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. Toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Dorothy Jacks is here to explain how your property taxes are calculated. Wait until you hear how they do this. The Deputy Palm Beach County Property Appraiser is on deck. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a couple of stories that need a teaspoonful of facts and a cup of stupidity. You want to stay tuned for that. Then the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch has a special message just for you. Wayne Cusack is on the runway and ready to tell us his story. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. You can go to the Reach website and look for yourself. We have a new page with all the housing listings and everything there, and that's at reachforhousing.org. Click on the button at the top that says Property Listings, and you'll be on your way. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He has some money-saving tips that could help you out this summer and get you prepared for the hurricane season. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And in our final segment, Rick Snyder has found yet another scary scam. Stay with us, and we'll hammer the scammer together. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. Actually, before I get to the headlines, I want to recognize a very important anniversary. Today is the 6th of June, and it was on June 6, 1944, that 150,000 American, British, and Canadian forces stormed the beaches at Normandy, the biggest seaborne military assault in history, probably the bravest people ever to live participated in that, and 10,000 of them lost their lives. So we want to preserve the memory of those people who passed away during the invasion, since the invasion, and the people who are still living now who participated in World War II. According to the VA, 1.2 million World War II veterans are alive today, but we lose approximately 850 of them every day. So if you're one of those, there's one in your family, we'll want to say thank you for your sacrifice and your service and your commitment to freedom. We owe you guys a debt of gratitude forever. Okay, now the Florida headlines. Florida's coastal communities have added 1.5 million new residents, almost a half million new homes in the last decade, but the risk of catastrophic destruction has not grown. We'll tell you why. Florida has the highest number of homeowners nationwide who failed to cash in on a federal mortgage program that could save them hundreds of dollars every month. We'll tell you about that program. You ever sit at a Starbucks and see somebody typing away on the laptop? There's a good chance that person is running a one-person business. That's a huge trend. Florida businesses with no employees. And June is Hunger Awareness Month. Food pantries and nonprofits all across the county know that people who are hungry are aware that there is help, but many of them can't reach it. It's not only homeless people that are on the streets. Sadly, many people who go hungry quietly in their own home don't know where to look for help. It's available. We'll pass along some information that may be helpful. And a joint analysis by RealtyTrack and Down Payment Resources show that 87% of homes and condos would qualify for down payment assistance if people would just ask. And coincidentally, we know who to ask, and we're going to tell you during this show. We'll have details of these and other stories coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Cool. When we return, the chief property appraiser is here, and she's going to give us a little lesson on how our taxes come together. I'm sure the story has a happy ending, so you want to stick with us. Don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home I know Blade Wrong ain't got no home. I know Blade Wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know Blade Wrong. Ain't got no home. I know Blade Wrong.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you done with renting? Do you want to lower your monthly payments? Who wouldn't? You should know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop. The next workshop is Sunday, June 14th, and it starts at 1 p.m., closes down at 7 p.m., and it's at the Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is July 19th. The next Miami Kindle class is tomorrow, June 7th, and their next first-time homebuyers workshop class is July 12th. Registration starts at 12:30 down there. That's because they're in a different country. The class starts at 1 and winds up at 7. Now, there is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes beverages and food. If you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. Folks, these classes are limited, and they fill up fast. It's a good idea to pre-register to get your name on the list. You don't want to be standing in the back of the room looking for a seat. For more directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now. Their number, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. The first-time homebuyer workshop is a mandatory course if you want to qualify for government assistance. And again, a first-time homebuyer, we say this every week because it's true. First-time homebuyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. You want to check that out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest serves as the chief deputy property appraiser for the Palm Beach County tax office there. She's responsible for the office's public service functions, public records, and their award-winning property appraiser's website. We'll tell you that in just a moment. In her spare time, she serves on the Board of Women's Foundation at Palm Beach County and the Board of Friends of the Mandel Public Library. Dorothy Jacks, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, that just sounds like you have too much time on your hands, right? I mean, you're doing a lot.
It's a great way to spend a Saturday.
How do you get off? Where do you find the time to do that? You're on two boards plus the government gig? I mean, that's got to tax you, doesn't it?
Well, at least I wish I could say there were two of me, but, you know, I drive fast. Oops, I shouldn't say that. And I managed to get all over this county. It's a great big county, but it's an enjoyable place to be.
Oh, that's great. You must have a lot of pressure on your job. I don't know how you do that every day because no one likes taxes, right?
Well, we like the process of creating taxes, I suppose, but we have a really great team in our office. We have about 250 on our staff, a lot of very highly trained appraisers and wonderful public service personnel who are just there helping the public every day. So it makes the job enjoyable.
Okay, here's the big question that everybody wants to know. Do you guys have like the property appraiser dartboard? It's got a bunch of numbers on there and you just throw darts and you go, oh, that one's worth $2 million. That one's worth $3 million. How do you approach calculating the number?
Well, you know, there are different approaches depending on the type of property. And I think the thing that's most interesting is with single family homes. And all of it with homes is really about market value. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is a comparable sales approach. So we look at the sales of similar homes to your home, and we we evaluate those, making sure that they are the same age and size and have the same amenities, if they have views or if they don't, if they have a pool, that sort of thing. And then we assimilate those and apply that to your property. And that's done every year statistically. Mm-hmm. Although we don't visit every property, there's 630,000 of them in Palm Beach County.
Wow.
We do evaluate them annually in accordance with our Florida law that tells us that's what we're to do. And it's as you can imagine, it's easier in a community with similar homes, as we have many planned developments here in the county. And that's just a matter of looking at the sales of other homes within your own community. Mm-hmm. And that's how you can even yourself analyze those sales and look at what your value might do over the next year. We are not into quick reaction. We like to watch things over time. We may leave your value alone over a year just because we don't need to move it if we don't need to move it.
In the real estate business, it's location, location, location. Is that taken into account? I mean, if you have a $2 million home on the west side of the county, and then sitting right on the intercoastal is a $2 million home, are they taxed the same, or how?
No, absolutely. Location is critical in all parts of the real estate world, but certainly if you think about it, location—the location factor—is indicated by those sales prices. So that home on the intracoastal or similar homes on the intracoastal are going to sell more for the home that may be inland further, mm-hmm. and we're going to look at the sales that are within that area that really tell us, okay, this home is on the intracoastal, let's look at other homes on or near the intracoastal as opposed to something that might be a further west.
And I'm assuming that the permit process stops people from, like, I'm going to put in a pool and I won't tell anybody about it, mm-hmm. and that won't raise my taxes.
Yes, we have a nightly download from all of the cities and the county of permit activity, mm-hmm. as it's happening. So that's coming directly into our office via the computer systems, and our staff are analyzing those as they come in. So we are aware whenever somebody builds a pool and pulls a permit for it. Now, sometimes people do build things without pulling permits, but eventually that seems to come around to us also.
Yeah, I could tell you a personal story. I built a little playhouse in the backyard for the kids, and it was sturdy. I mean, I hurricane strapped it. I did everything. It was just solid as a rock. And when we sold the house, this guy from the county comes by and says, "You're going to have to tear that down." I said, "Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You tear it down, okay?" But, yeah, they eventually, you're right, they'll find out about it. And I guess that's just fair, right? Because everybody should, what do they just say? They say, pay your fair share. What do they mean by that?
Well, and I think the permit process is more than about collecting taxes. It's also about securing people's homes and making sure that things are built to a certain standard. We saw a big mess in Miami-Dade after Andrew with homes that might not have been built to the best standards. Mm-hmm. And that's the importance of permitting. It's not just about us collecting taxes from you, certainly.
No, I'm just saying that we should keep...
Sure.
Keep everybody straight, right?
And absolutely. And it does make the tax roll as fair as it can be.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. You appraise my property at X amount of dollars, and I go, "No way, Jose, that's not right." Do I have a venue or an avenue that I can repeal that?
Certainly. Built into our property tax system here in Florida is the ability to petition the value that we place on your property. Now, that happens every fall in August. Around August 20th, our office mails a proposed tax notice to all 630,000 property owners. And on that notice, it tells you that this is your opportunity to appeal your market value as we've placed it on your property. And it explains the process. You fill out a simple form. You can do it online. You can come into any of the government buildings and complete that.
Do you get a lot of that? Because with the 2007 crash and the 8 bubble and all that kind of stuff, values are up, values are down. How do you determine it when we're having such a bad financial condition?
Well, in this county this past year, we had about 4,000 petitions. And when you compare mm-hmm. that to 630,000 parcels, we think we're doing really well. The numbers are higher in the counties south of us. We like to attribute it that we like to work with the taxpayer. If you call us and you explain, "Hey, you've said that I have 3,000 square feet and I only have 2,800, we get that fixed and lower your value ourselves. There's no need to petition that. We're happy to help there.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, let's give out the website so people can go take a look. It's www.pbcgov.com/PAPA, P-A-P-A. or you could give them a call at 561-355-3230. I'll give you that again, 561-355-3230. Don't call them right now, of course, because they're here. So we don't want to do that. So is the hearing, do I need to bring an attorney with me or anything like that? What kind of a hearing is it?
No, absolutely not. The main thing you have to bring to the hearing is evidence of your position on the value, which means comparable sales within your neighborhood showing that a similar home to yours has sold for less than what our market value is placed on the property. But that process also is very carefully explained to you before you actually have your petition hearing, and you get lots of information. There's an evidence exchange. We share with you what we know. You share with us what you know. And it's a very clean, simple, easy to understand process once you get into it.
So no inconsistencies, because everybody knows inconsistency breeds rebellion, and we don't need that.
No.
So it's a pretty fair process. Everybody gets an equal shot at it. If you're not happy, just pick up the phone, 561-355-3230, and say, I'm not happy.
Absolutely.
But don't say it in a nasty voice, because that doesn't get you anywhere. Or you could take a look at the website at pbcgov.com/PAPA. Now, tell us, we got about another minute before the break here. Tell us about this, the PAPA. What is that?
Well, PAPA stands for Property Appraiser Public Access.
Ooh.
It's a website that we created back in 1994. We've changed it 3 or 4 times. And you can go there and you can access your property data. So you can look up your actual property or your neighbors if you're just interested.
Cool. Yeah.
You want to know who bought the house next door and see what their taxes are.
And for how much, too, right?
Yeah. Certainly, you can look up sales. You can use it as a great tool, especially if you're contemplating filing one of those petitions. It's the place you'd want to go, and you can look up a comparable properties to yours to see what their taxes are and what they're selling for. And it also has lots of good information just about our office and the exemption application process also, which is a big part of the Florida property tax system,
right.
Homestead
and
exemption.
You won an award for that website.
We did. We won a Webby Worthy Award a few years ago, and so we're very proud of the site.
Good. Well, congratulations. All right, when we return, Dorothy Jacks explains just exactly how you can get in line at the tax office there. We were going to tell you how the taxes are formed, but we pretty much know that. We have more interesting information. Don't go away. This is where we start playing the Beatles song, Tax Man. Yeah.
I know we played wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, REACH the number 4, housing.org, call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Rick Snyder and Steve Cody. We've been speaking with Dorothy Jacks. She is the deputy property appraiser for Palm Beach County. She also serves on the board of the Women's Foundation of the Palm Beach County and the board of Friends of the Mandel Public Library. Dorothy Jacks, thanks for hanging out through the break there.
Thank you.
What is the Mandel Public Library, anyway?
The city of West Palm Beach's public library is called the Mandel Public Library, and it's a wonderful place full of really exciting programs and, of course, books and CDs and DVDs and so forth. But it's a really vibrant library in downtown West Palm Beach.
Super. Well, none of us here on the REACH staff knows how to read, so we don't go down there. But I think we will just to check it out. I look at the pictures, right?
There is a Dunkin' Donuts in it if you want to.
Oh, you said the magic. You said the magic word right there. I'm going to come right down. All right, let's get into some of the exemptions. Exemptions in taxes? How's that?
Florida has some really great property tax exemptions. Most states have some sort of property tax exemption benefit, but Florida has some of the best. Most people are familiar with the homestead exemption, which is given to primary homeowners that make Florida their permanent residence.
Key word in there is primary.
Absolutely.
If you have a second home, you might want to reconsider.
Many people who are moving here from other states have to give up their benefit that they might have been receiving in the other state, but most people find that the Florida benefit, the homestead, is just that much more superior to the others. It's a good benefit. It provides not only a $50,000 exemption from, you know, the first layer of your taxes, but it also provides for the 3% or Save Our Homes cap. If you have the homestead exemption, you automatically get this property tax cap that means that your home only goes up 3% or the CPI each year.
Hmm.
That's a really great benefit, especially if we're seeing the market we're seeing now.
That's barely inflation, right?
Correct.
So and that's really inexpensive, right?
Correct. This year, for instance, the average increase is going to be around 10%, but because if we're homesteaded and it's a CPI year, it's actually only going to go up 0.8% for all of the people who have a homestead exemption.
Hmm. See, Steve, even El Nino isn't going to affect this. We spoke last week about El Nino affecting everything, but not this, buddy. All right, how do I file for that? Just go on down to the office and say, hey?
Absolutely. The best thing to do is you can do two things. You can come in and visit us at any of our offices. We have 5 offices, a downtown center, and then throughout the county. They're all available on our website. Or you can go on our website and file online now. We have an online filing system that about 40 to 45% of our filers use.
What if I'm just not, I don't trust the web? It's just better to go to the office. That
totally,
way you've got the paper in your hand, right?
Totally understand that. And we have lots of people who still come in. There's never a wait. It's rare that it's busy in the offices, and we're happy to see you.
Oh, sweet. Are there any other exemptions available?
There are other exemptions. You have to qualify for homestead first in order to receive these, but there are some veterans benefits. Speaking of D-Day today, there are some veterans benefits for disabled veterans. There are also the benefits for people who have serious disabilities, quadriplegic, paraplegics. And there's also a widower benefit. It's small, but it's helpful. And there's also a low-income seniors benefit, which if your income is below a certain threshold and you're over 65, you actually qualify for another homestead benefit, another $25,000 benefit.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out myself.
Yeah, and all that information.
Because I'm really not over 65, but I'm going to fake it, I think.
And there's lots of information on our website about all those. And certainly come into our office and talk to us about them, too.
Right. And the website, again, folks, it's PBC, obviously Palm Beach County, pbcgov.com/PAPA, P-A-P-A. Or if you're like me, you're just afraid of that internet, go ahead and give them a call at 561-355-3230, 561-355-3230. Is there anything else going on down there at the property appraiser's office that we need to know about? Do you have a secret chamber or something like that?
No secret chambers, and believe it or not, no dartboards.
Oh, darn. You know, I always loved that. It was a George Carlin. I can't take credit for it. He always talked about the alimony dartboard. Or you just throw, and whatever you hit's what you have to pay. Ouch, that's scary. I want to thank you, Dorothy, for coming in and clearing this up for us. And I think it would be a good idea to have you back around August the 20th.
Wonderful.
Let's
pleasure
do
to
that.
Be here.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. That means we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. We have packed the powder box with brotherly love, and that should give us all the fuel we need. Directly after the news, the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch will be here, a representative, to tell us all about what's going on at the ranch. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We have a home ready for you, and there's some special financing available. You got to check this out. Then our house segment is ready for first-time home buyers. Carlton Thompson says summer is upon us. What should I tell my lawnmower? Find out more in our house segment. And then Reach Radio's Hammer the Scammer segment will show you how to avoid being scammed. Stay tuned for that. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour. with one of the newsiest guys we know. It's our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Newsy and nosy enough to dig up this stuff.
I love it.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the state of Florida were granted a final judgment against Hoffman Law Group of North Palm Beach and corporate affiliates, too, that were accused of deceptive marketing practices and scamming distressed homeowners into paying illegal advance fees. Now, according to the CFPB, five companies, all connected to the Hoffman Law Group, tricked consumers into paying millions of dollars in illegal upfront fees and joined frivolous lawsuits that, according to the companies, would pressure banks to modify their home loans or provide foreclosure relief. The court found the corporate defendant was liable for $11.7 million, that's the full amount of illegal fees paid by consumers, and ordered them to pay a $10 million civil penalty on top of that. The individual defendants are permanently banned, among other things, from advertising or selling any mortgage assistance relief product or any service or debt relief product or service. In addition, Hoffman himself relinquished his license to practice law in the state of Florida. Florida's coastal communities have added 1.5 million new residents and almost 500,000 new homes in the last decade, but the risk of catastrophic destruction has not grown along with the new development. The eight hurricanes that devastated the state and cost $33 million in insurance claims in back-to-back seasons a decade ago seem to be a distant memory to those new homeowners and home builders, except for the building codes. You'd think that stronger building codes would result in lower insurance premiums, though, right? You would be wrong. Florida homeowners still pay twice the national average for homeowners insurance. Low-income veterans can buy or repair homes through a pilot project launched by Palm Beach County Commissioners and the Federal Home Loan Bank of Atlanta. The Veterans Home Ownership and Preservation Program offers veterans financing at below-market rates to help veterans buy a home or to make an upgrade to their current home. To get assistance with upgrades, the home has to be the veteran's primary residence. The program is also income-restricted. For example, a veteran's family of four can have an income of no higher than $42,300 to participate. Veterans have until October 2nd to participate. They say we need to spread the word in order to get more veterans to have the opportunity to improve their homes or to purchase new homes. Now, if you're a veteran, you can learn more about the program by contacting the Department of Economic Sustainability in West Palm Beach. Their phone number is 561-233-3600, or you can go to their website, which is pbc.gov. pbcgov.com/des. Here's another idea. You could just call Reach. We have all the information you need about it. A joint analysis by RealtyTrack and Down Payment Resources show that 87% of homes and condos would qualify for down payment assistance. More than 78 million U.S. single-family homes and condos, more than 68 million would qualify for a down payment program available in the county where they're located based on the maximum price requirements for those programs and the estimated value of the property, of course. The average amount of down payment assistance across all counties is $11,500. If you have a credit score of 640 or higher and can do a six-hour one-time first-time homebuyer workshop, you probably qualify for that down payment assistance. Oh, and we know where you can get a first-time home buyer workshop. Stick around. We'll tell you more later. Florida has the highest number of homeowners nationwide who are failing to cash in on federal mortgage programs that could save them hundreds of dollars every month. An estimated 81,000 Florida borrowers are not taking advantage of the lower interest rates available through the Home Affordable Refinance Program. It's called HARP. This is all according to a year-end report from the Federal Housing Finance Agency. The program, which was developed for borrowers who can't do a normal refinance because their loans are underwater, was scheduled to sunset at the end of this year, but hoping to reach more homeowners, including 3,800 of them in Palm Beach County, the FHFA director, Melvin Watt, announced that the program would be extended through 2016. Now, homeowners in South Florida, which of course includes Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, have saved an average of $216 every month, or about $2,500 a year, when they took advantage of that program. You ever sit at a Starbucks and see somebody ferociously typing on a laptop? Well, there's a good chance that person is running a one-person office, and that his or her office is right there in the coffee shop. It's a growing trend, especially in Florida. More and more people are working for themselves without hiring any other employees. From 2012 to 2013, more than 63,000 non-employer businesses were added, bringing the statewide total to 1.8 million non-employer establishments. Well, neighbors haven't quite wrapped their heads around what's going on at 402 Ashland Avenue, where aluminum foil covers every inch of a house, and it dangles like silver earrings from the trees that are also wrapped in aluminum foil. They asked the resident, Peter Janowski, "Are you putting in new insulation, pest control, antennas?" He said, "Nope, it's an outdoor art project inspired by Florida's beauty." Someone called the landlord and code enforcement. A city arborist inspected the trees, some of them also wrapped in foil from top to bottom, and he concluded the trees were not in danger at all. Code enforcement is still trying to determine if the project is violating any ordinances. Police Sergeant Ed Miller says his neighbors are not impressed. One neighbor said, "I don't know what the heck that thing is. I've lived across the street for 20 years, and it's the strangest thing I've seen in my life." That is how they talk. I wasn't making fun.
Okay.
The landlord, by the way, has declined to comment. And that, my friends, is the news wrapped up.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Our next guest has a passion for helping abused, neglected, and at-risk children. He is a Florida Mason, proud and honored to be involved with the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch. Currently, he is the Director of Development from the Office of the President. Wayne Witzak, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks
the opportunity.
You bet. Thanks for taking your time this Saturday. Our audience is prepped and primed and ready to go. And I guess the first question, just to clear everything up, is just what is the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranches? I know he has more than one, right?
There's actually six locations throughout the state of Florida. We provide both a residential program as well as a camp program, three residential programs, which our biggest location is in Live Oak, Florida, which is our boys' ranch. That was established 58 years ago this coming October. One of the biggest things that we try to dispel about the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranches is that our kids are not bad kids. They're just kids that are on a bad path or something bad has been happening to them. So we're there to 58 years of a mission of caring for children.
Wow, that started out in Texas, didn't it?
It actually, the concept started out in Texas, right. And it happened to be way back when two of sheriffs had to go back and get a young man and a young girl that actually stole a vehicle and bring them back to the state of Florida. And when they were in Texas, the only place for them to actually stay overnight was at a boys' ranch that was started there. And on their way back on the drive, they decided, you know, we need to help prevent children from going to jail and prison, and, you know, we need to start this concept of a boys' ranch, which later developed into boys and girls. And like I said, 58 years later, we're still caring for Florida's children and making a very positive impact on many children that come across our threshold.
Well, you know, somebody had to step up and take responsibility for that, and wouldn't you know, it would be a member of our law enforcement community, and we praise them for that. With all the negative press they've been getting lately, it's good to know that these guys are honorable guys and they step up to the plate and get the job done. How long can a child stay admitted at the ranch? Up till they're 18, or can they stay there a little longer?
Well, it all depends. Our program typically is an 18-month program when they're in the residential program itself. You know, the camps are week-long camps. Our average age right now is about 10 years old, and our youngest, unfortunately, is 3 years old. And those are children that were removed from their home by law enforcement for their safety because something bad was happening to them.
Gotcha.
We have a niche of keeping siblings together because all the outcomes that we've studied over the years, when you keep siblings together, they have a better success rate of having a positive outcome and going on to lead very, you know, fruitful and productive lives and contributors to our community. So our niche is to keep sibling groups together. Our largest sibling group is five right now.
Wow. Well, yeah, keeping the family together is an important thing. And do the children go to church there at the ranches?
Interesting question, because our four pillars are work, study, pray, and play. We are not a faith-based organization. However, faith is a very important part of our program. We don't force the children to participate, but they do have to come to church service on Sunday. And a lot of our children go on to explore their own faith, regardless of or irregardless of what it is, and we support that. We feel it's a very important part of our program. And like I said, being around for 58 years and having very positive outcomes, we feel we're doing something right.
Oh yeah, you must be. And you're also affiliated with the Florida Masons, right? Or that's a project of the Florida Masons.
Exactly. And you know, I've been a Florida Mason now for almost 20 years, and I spent 18 years at the Shriners World headquarters in Tampa, Florida, helping to run their 22 Shriners Hospitals for Children. Hmm. And when I joined the staff here at the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranches, it had nothing to do with me as a Mason, but it had to do with another Masonic fraternal brother. And he got our incoming Grand Master, who took his year-long responsibilities. He was initiated last week, the Grand Master, which consider him the president of the Florida Masons is the way to describe it to the lay public. He selected the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranches to be his charity and the Florida Masons charity for the next 12 months. So we're very excited to be working with the Grand Lodge of Florida. We're very excited to be working with over 270 Masonic lodges throughout the state of Florida. And you know, to be truly honest with you, it's the smallest gifts that make the biggest difference, and if we can all do a little bit, I think we can all accomplish a lot.
Wow, it is a fantastic program, and you're right. I grew up in Florida, and I always heard about the Florida Boys Ranch. I know they changed the name around a little bit, but it's always been a great project, and it's good to see that our sheriffs are involved in it. And I guess, are the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranches programs licensed and accredited and all that stuff?
Oh, they're accredited by the highest accrediting agencies, and we are a model program for others within the state and outside the state to emulate. And when you mention the sheriffs, you know, there's 67 sheriffs in 67 counties. All of them support us at some in some manner, you know, whether they're out doing their own fundraisers for their youth ranches, or they're leveraging relationships with corporate partners, or they're, you know, raising awareness through various programs. Each one contributes in their own way.
All right. Now, I know that this doesn't happen for free. Somebody has to foot a bill somewhere. So how are the ranches and the facilities and the programs supported?
Well, we operate off of a $15 million a year budget, just under $15 million. We flex our budget to meet the needs of the gifts that we get. Right around 80% of our gifts come from private donations, which I think is very significant. The other 20% come from more public and government type of relationships. And for example, the children that we house that are in the foster care system, that are in the custody of the state of Florida through the Department of Children and Families, they actually have a agreement with us where these kids are placed with us for a period of time while the judicial decides what to do with them, and for that they compensate the youth ranches. Now, just like anything, they never compensate us enough.
Of course.
We're always out there, you know, raising awareness, raising friends and funds for our mission.
I guess the parents and the guardians of the children in care sometimes are asked to also financially support the project?
They are. We think that everybody has to have a little skin in the game, and we think that brings a level of responsibility and accountability. The fee is a very small fee. It's been described to me as, you know, maybe a $25 a week, a month type of fee. It's really tied into the income and so forth, but it seems to work for us, you know, to have that kind of responsibility from the parents when there's parents involved,
right?
You know, and I do have to take an opportunity to explain, you know, when we talk about our children and I say they're not bad children, you know, our children are with us in a lot of the situations because they or their family have fallen on bad times, and you know, we're here to help that child. in their time of need. And unfortunately, we don't help the mother and the father, but we have, the reputation and we have the relationships to, help the parents get the care that they deserve and need as well. So, sometimes it's two, a mom and dad, and they lose their job and they lose their house and they're living out of the car, and the next thing you know, they're living in a parking lot, and they law enforcement comes up on them and removes the children for their safety, and they do what they need to do to earn their kids back. So I wouldn't want to lead anybody to believe that these are bad parents. Sometimes parents just kind of fall on hard times and they need a little bit of helping hand up. So,
I think it's called life. Let's send the folks over to the website. It is www.youthranches.org. Again, www.youthranches.org, or you could give them a call at 813-677-1135 and find out how you can help. The number again, 813-677-1135. And that is the Grand Master's project this year, and I think we'll accommodate him and help him out. Wayne, we want to thank you a lot for coming on the show and filling us in.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you for the opportunity, and appreciate very much what you're doing to bring awareness to these great causes that are out there throughout the state of Florida.
You got it. We'll have you back on. We want to hear more about this. All right, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number, 561-351-8000. Again, 561-351-8000. This property is located in North Lauderdale, 7205 Southwest 5th Street, to be exact. It is a beautiful single-family home. It has three bedrooms, two baths, and there's a little under 816 square feet of living area, and the home has been updated with all new appliances. There's a utility shed in the back, just to let you know. This property is an excellent starter home. And you could get into this thing with FHA or conventional financing, or, of course, as always, cash gets the job done. Now, remember last week I suggested that you go to Google Maps and take a look at the property. Good news, everyone. Now the Reach for Housing website has all the maps, all the properties, all the pictures, all the information. Just simply go to www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4housing.org, and click on the property listings button. You can see it in that little blue bar on the top of the page there. You see all the pictures of the Spotlight homes, plus other information that will help you make the right decision. Again, that's www.reach4housing.org, and click on the property listings button, and you'll be able to take a look at all the Spotlight homes that Reach has to offer. And that is this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. And Pat reminds you that 2015 is the year of the dream. Grab on, become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now. 561-351-8000.
Oh yeah. Is a very, very, very fine house.
Bing. Oh, it's time to get into our house. I love getting into our house. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He is our resident pest control freak, covering the cause and effects of summer weather on your newly mowed lawn. Carlton Thompson, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again.
Good afternoon, Al. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Sounds like you're having a wonderful day.
Every day is a good day for me.
I hear you. You know, hurricane season hit last Monday there, and I guess this would be a good time to go outside and chop down some of those old branches hanging on your trees and making ready for the storm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anything you can do to thin them trees out, let the air get through it, that's going to help you.
Yeah, I know. You mentioned that before. I think that's kind of neat. They almost become like a sail. And if you can thin the trees out, then we don't have to worry too much about it blowing over into the house, right?
And you know what else that does? It lets the humidity and moisture get out from the...
From what?
And the moisture in the canopy.
Right.
It allows that to get out of there, and it won't be able to get as many diseases in there. It's actually been very beneficial for the tree to do that.
All right. Well, is landscaping the only problems that we have when the hurricane comes? Anything else we need to do to our house? other than the standard shutters and stuff like that. I'm just talking about loose stuff hanging around the lawn. We know we picked that up. Anything we can do to our shrubbery, or does that get tore up too bad?
Shrubs aren't really too bad. They may lose some leaves or, you know, get some damage from other debris hitting it. So it's not really a whole lot you can do there. If it's larger shrubs that you have going on where they could, in the wind, be, you know, the branches could swing through a window or something, you want to take care of that, because that broken window will just lead to many, many more problems in that storm.
Sure. What's a good distance, a safe distance? I mean, if you got a branch from a tree that's hanging 3 feet from your window, that's probably a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. You just, keep it at least 6 feet away, mm-hmm. but take a look at where that branch could swing to. You know, think about it blowing in the wind. You know, if it's already raking up against the edge of the fascia, you know, a good gust of wind is probably going to put it through the window. So, you know, get that away from there and keep the house safe.
I think you told me prior to the show, too, that we should clean out those rain gutters. That will just cause more problems with the additional rain, and explain that.
Well, if you get through a thunderstorm and you got that annoying spot you have to run around because the water's just gushing down, that's because your gutters are clogged up. Get those cleaned out. They're made to push water away from the house and, keep anything from getting a water damage. Also, it can backflow behind that gutter and can cause fascia damage, and you can get, you know, some wood rot up in there. And it's not that hard just to clean some leaves out. You can put a gutter guard on there, which will help keep some of the debris out as well.
Okay. Well, that makes that easy. And where do we go to get all this good stuff?
JohnDeereLandsKids.com. That's where I like to shop and get my information.
I appreciate you always calling in and enlightening us. And now we've got a better idea how to take care of our house during the hurricane. Thanks a lot, Chris. Carlton, we'll talk to you next week. When we return, grab your ball peen hammer, because we're about to hammer the scammer. Here's a hammer scammer fact for you. 4 out of 3 hackers prefer PCs over Macs. It's a fact. More viruses are written for the PC than the Mac.
I know blades are wrong. Ain't got no home. I know blades are wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know blades are wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
Ooh. Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy here with a little message for future homeowners. You know, you heard our bump song, Ain't Got No Home. Well, maybe it's time to get a home. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, and other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big, big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach today and find out exactly how that works. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We'll get you into the Reach offices. On the weekend, of course, press 0 for the answering machine there, and we'll take a message and call you back Monday. They also have a credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, help you get back on a sound credit track. That's what you need when you want to buy a house. You have to have good credit, and that's what we do. We also provide free foreclosure Cancer and Modification Counseling. Call the good folks at REACH today, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All the classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole.
This is REACH Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, get ready. It's time to hammer the scammer. By golly, Rick Snyder, our show producer, has compiled yet another list of nifty scams. What do you have for us this week?
This is your in-person scammer.
Ooh.
A burglar, a thief at your house. Right. Most burglars use the front door. Pretty scary, huh? Burglaries don't happen in the middle of the night. They happen when you least expect them, many times during the day. Summertime, it's time to take it easy. We open the windows, we open the doors, we leave our garage door open. Mistakes all along the line. July and August are the months with the most break-ins. So make sure you take steps to protect your home when you're away during the summer, whether you went to the beach for the day or you're taking a month off. With the hot weather, even with the hot weather, make sure your AC is working right. Keep your windows closed. The garden is growing. You're in and out of your shed more often. Lock it up. Mm-hmm. Real easy to get in there and get your tools, your lawnmower, maybe a store motorcycle in there. Goodbye if it's unlocked. You never know. Mm-hmm. When you leave your home, make sure that all the doors and windows are closed and locked. This sounds so elementary. So right. Everybody does this, but they don't.
I think you get into the routine of your day, exactly. And you just neglect it. You don't think about it.
Exactly. Closed and locked. Windows and doors, any outbuildings like the shed, close the garage door. Many days I drive up to the grocery store or something and come home. Oops, door's open. And never leave the door open. Easy access point. Once they're in the garage,
they're in the house.
They're in the house. Sure. They're in. They can close the door and just spend as much time as they need getting inside your house.
Packing and preparing, sure.
Yep. Most burglaries don't occur at night at all. 65% of burglaries occur between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. They don't want to risk getting caught by you in your home.
That's right. They'll come in while you're at work.
Yeah. Take caution when you do that. And the most common hours for a burglary now are between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when you're not there. Common misconceptions about break-ins to aid the burglars. Keep your neighbors informed. Tell them that you're going to be gone for a few days. Neighbors will see workmen coming in and out. Don't think anything of it. They're your neighbors. Somebody's working on the roof. No, they're stealing your stove.
Make sure they're good neighbors, though, because if you tell your neighbors we're going out of town for a month, they might come over and clean you out.
Let's hope not. Your friendly neighbors will know that you're not moving, that you're not going to stay away, and it'll catch their eye if large pieces are being taken from your home.
Piano.
Yeah, if you're not there, people aren't supposed to be in your house working on it. That extra pair of neighbor's eyes can always help. Often a daytime burglar will knock on your door, posing as a salesman to see if someone's home. Mm. And they'll try the door. Ring the bell, wait a few seconds, nobody there, they'll try the door. Mm-hmm. If it's open,
they're walking
goodbye
in.
TV, goodbye computer, goodbye any loose candy bars you may have.
They'll walk right in, sit right down.
And help themselves.
Help themselves, you got it.
Whether you're away for a day or a week, make sure to take these few steps to keep your home as an undesirable target for a burglar. A home security system is a great extra layer of protection. And remember, never give your personal information online or on the phone to somebody. Never give your personal information.
Oh, you bet. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'd like to thank you for stopping by. And a special shout out to all the future home buyers. Don't miss out. Reach out. Next week, or the week after next, we're going to have a guy on the show called Lloyd. I'm not going to give you his last name yet, but you really want to hear this story. It is a fantastic story. Remember, reachforhousing.org. We'll see you next Saturday from noon to 1.
Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't